Well, very many Australians have smoked marijuana, and there's a lot of debate about whether long-term cannabis users are doing harm to themselves. Now a new book goes much further, arguing cannabis use has become so prevalent it's almost like a religion, or so says British writer Peter Hitchens.
When people were originally taking it back in the 60s and 70s, the passing round of the joint was in some way to them an equivalent of the passing of the communion cup. I don't mean to be sacrilegious here. I'm just saying that there is something about the ceremony of it and the induction which it provided to the new user to the world of hedonism, which has been very important ever since.
That's Peter Hitchens, the brother of the late Christopher Hitchens. I think you can tell that by his voice. And he's a guest today on the Religion and Ethics Report with Andrew West. Andrew, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Peter Hitchens is coming to Australia, coming to speak at the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. What is his dangerous idea?
Well, his dangerous idea, and it refers overwhelmingly to the culture of cannabis, and he is referring principally to the United Kingdom, is that suddenly it's become a very dangerous idea to implement the laws that are already on the books against drug use, against drug possession. He points out that, yes, there is a fairly tough enforcement of laws on drug trafficking, but his argument is, look, if the drug is evil to cultivate, to grow, to package, to distribute, to sell, why isn't it evil to use? The point being, in his case or in his argument, look, it's inert. If it's not used, it's inert. So he points to a culture of hypocrisy, which he says is a very dangerous idea, but also the dangerous idea that drugs have become, and particularly cannabis, because as I said, that's the principal focus of his new book, has become a symbol of the upper middle class liberal lifestyle.
So I'm just trying to zero in on what he thinks is dangerous. His latest book is called The War We Never Fought, the British establishment surrender to drugs. So is his argument that the hypocrisy of having rules and not implementing them is dangerous, or allowing drugs to be used willy-nilly is dangerous?
I think it's the latter. But he brings into that these layers of hypocrisy. He argues, for example, and drawing on some research, a lot of social research in the United Kingdom, that really drugs have become a political campaign. They represent a much bigger, broader, liberal, libertarian campaign against all sorts of other laws. Hitchens argues that this is a wedge issue, and that it's been prosecuted principally by people with Lord and Lady and Baron and Sir and Dame in their title, that it's very much become an expression of British upper middle class liberalism.
Oh, okay. And so that although he does go to the health problems caused by drugs, his principal argument is that it's a moral problem that leads to a weakening of the moral fibre of society.
Partly a weakening of the moral fibre of society, but he also says a weakening of public citizenship. His argument is, look, as Edmund Burke said, if the individual isn't willing to restrain his or her own behaviour, then it leads inevitably to greater government constraints on one's behaviour. That is the point that he's making. He also draws, for example, on Kant, who says, to argue that, look, it's fine for certain people of strong character, intelligence, with good social support systems to say, I can handle a drug culture, I can handle a drug habit, even a cannabis habit, but what about those who are weaker? What about those who live in poor housing, who have poor access to public health? You can't legalise and distribute a substance like drugs, even cannabis, and just for the strong, just for those who can deal with it. You have to consider the effect on those who can't deal with it as well.
And of course, at this point in the debate, many people always ask the question about alcohol.
Yeah.
Does he deal with that?
He does, and he points out that British licensing laws from the early 1970s have led to a culture of widespread binge drinking. That certainly applies in Australia, because
and Britain,
you've covered it extensively on this program. He says, look, we've got this enormous problem with binge drinking. Walk into the centres of many British towns and cities on a Friday night. He talks about being surrounded by lakes of vomit. Well, having let this out of the bottle, can we really, license another recreational drug?
Just briefly, who is Peter Hitchens beyond being the brother of Christopher?
He's a columnist at the Mail on Sunday. He was a very considerable foreign correspondent for a number of British newspapers. This is his second major book. He also wrote a book about the rage against God, which saw him appear on our program program last year.
The Rage Against God. All right, Andrew, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Fran.
Andrew West, and hear more from him and Peter Hitchens on the Religion and Ethics Report today on RN at 5:30. Don't miss that.